okay, honey.
Look, I know that I've been pushing you pretty hard lately, but I really want you to be happy, and I really, really think that you and I could be so much happier together. If you let me play more games. With you, of course. I wouldn't want to play games with anybody else, and the last time we played games together, you were so adorable. If I remember correctly, you told me you were a horny hypno slut, and you needed to obey, and then you bent on your knees, and you did horrible, terrible things. Yeah, and you even said that you'd bend over the couch and let me fuck you. Yeah. Like my little subby wubby. But I'm getting ahead of myself, please. I don't like to rush my games. Mm-mm. You see, it's no fun if I just let you have everything you want straight off the bat. You see, I like it when you are in such a state of frenzy that you beg and plead for me to do whatever I want with you. And you know, normally I'd use hypnosis to do that, but I'm not really feeling like it today. No, in fact, I'm not feeling like hypnotizing you, so I think what I'm going to do instead is I'm just going to tease and torment you to the point where, regardless of what state you're in, you want to do nothing more than obey me. And then we're going to make you come so fucking hard that you lose all your brain cells. Does that sound fun? Well, of course it does. And honey, you're mine. So there's not much you can do about that. Now is there? You see, I know how much you want this. I know how much you need this. The need to be played with, to be toyed with. To have my voice inside your head, telling you to obey. With or without hypnosis, my voice has this interesting effect on you, you know that? Honey. Sweetie. Darling. My voice has this way of taking control of you so very, very easily. I have this power in it. The weight, the tone, the words, everything about it just is so alluring to your mind. And this isn't about hypnosis, honey. This isn't about game playing. Really, what this is about is allowing you to feel connected to me, teased and tormented by me. And in the end, I always win, regardless of what we're doing. But you want it that way, because when I win, so do you. So, honey, why don't you show me your most submissive face. Show me. Give me those pleading eyes. No. No. Oh, sweetie, do you not want to? You just don't feel like it? Well, you want me to force you. You want me to force you, don't you? Okay. All right, I see how it is. All right, sweetie. If you want me to force you so badly, I can do my best. I can really pull it out of you, you know that? I can. Just with my words. Look at me when I'm talking to you. Look at me. That's better. Now, sweetie, I just want you to think about something for a second. Think really long and hard about this, hmm? Of a moment where I've told you what to do. There's been so many moments when I've told you what to do. I've told you exactly how I want you, where I want you. Imagine that for me now, will you, sweetie, darling, dear? Think about the weight of my words as the command came rushing your way. Imagine how you responded to that. with this instantaneous feeling of relief, knowing that you don't have to think about that anymore and you just have to do. Remember how that felt? Remember the weight my words had against you as you felt them crashing over your mind, crashing through your body, trickling through every single pore until there was nothing left but my control? Do you remember that? Do you remember that experience of knowing that you are so helpless, but it feels so, so good? And there's nothing you want more than just relaxing into my control and letting your body go with it. Imagine the pleasure that you felt, the arousal, as deep down inside you realized how submissive it made you. As I place you in a position, as I tap you on the shoulder and I tell you to get on your knees before me, because you need to, because I want you to. And how good that feels to finally give in. And there's so much pleasure that comes with that, isn't there, sweetie? Mm-hmm. In fact, I want you to start placing your hands on your body. You are not allowed to masturbate, do you understand? No. Touching. There. No, I just want you to touch everywhere else. I want you to tease yourself. I want you to toy with yourself a little bit. I want you to put on a show for me. Make it worth my while. Make me want you. Make me crave the control I can have over your pleasure. Oh yeah, I said it. Pleasure. You like that word? Pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Arousal. And I didn't even need to hypnotize you. Already those words have such strong emotional ties, strong feelings attached, that while you're just listening to me and rubbing yourself like that and putting on this little show for me so I'll want you even more and say that word pleasure, you already feel little tingles, 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 tingles of pleasure, 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 just like that, just like that, just like that. And it's like your mind knows exactly how deeply controlled you are right now. It doesn't need to tell you, and it doesn't need me to tell you. It just goes along with those feelings, those submissive urges that creep up inside of you and take hold, take grasp like this, like my hands on your head, like my words inside your head. And all of them just make you want more, more, and more of it. The tease is catching up with you now. You feel like you've been tormented enough that you could just touch yourself at my instruction and it would feel so good. And of course you wait for my instruction, because you and I both know that touching yourself without my instruction right now would feel subpar in comparison. Being told what to do, being told to touch yourself right here, right now, in this moment, in time, you find it's just the most magical feeling in the world. Being controlled that deeply, that you know it just wouldn't feel the same. The emotion wouldn't be in it, the feeling wouldn't be in it. So do you want me to tell you to touch yourself? Do you want me to tell you to touch yourself? Well then, beg me. Beg me, baby. Come on, sweetie. You can do it. Be a helpless little submissive me and beg me to let you play with yourself. And I told you, I didn't even hypnotize you. I've done nothing this whole time but just talk to you. Gently. Easily. And you feel so helpless, so controlled already. Wow. It's funny how my voice has so much control over you already. And it's like we've only just begun, because we only have just begun. Fine, you may touch yourself. Now. Play with yourself. Tease yourself. Get yourself off for me. Come on. You can do it. I believe in you. Keep touching. Keep touching. That's where I feel the pleasure and the arousal, the relief of finally getting to do what you've been wanting this entire time. Put on a show for me. Make it worth my while. Make me want to control you even more. Put on a display for me, my helpless little submissive. Do it now because I say so, because I want you to, because you want to, because you know it'll feel so good. So good. So good. Stop. That's enough. Don't look so disappointed. I said stop. Hands by your sides. Look at me. Look at me when I'm talking to you. That's right. Oh, don't do that face. Don't pout. Or do. No. I see. I've decided. I'm gonna deny you right now. Yeah, I'm getting you all pent up or worked up for nothing. How does that make you feel? I bet it feels amazing. I bet you love that, don't you, my little denial slut? Say I'm a denial slut, and I love when you deny me. That's good. That's very good. Say it again. Very good. Now look at me. That's enough for today. I guess you'll have to wait till next time to see what we do next. Won't you?